All right. Now we're going to turn our attention to some sports information. In 1944, does anybody know, or for those of you who are around, remember who won the World Series? It was not the Yankees. St. Louis Cardinals.
It was the Red Sox.
All right. The NFL champs that year? Green Bay Packers. Y'all are 0-0. Okay. Oh, let's see. Just 1 second. The NAACP football champions.
1944.
NCAA.
LACP.
NCAA.
You sound like me.
Well,
right.
Let me tell you. This is jumping ahead to another tidbit, but in 1944, the NCAA. I'm getting it backwards every time. The NAACP was incorporated and was formed. So, but that does jump ahead to stats I had later. Okay, the NCAA football championship that year. What'd you say? Nope. Army.
Army, that's right. Yeah.
The NCAA basketball champs.
North Carolina.
Utah.
I was going to say that next.
Sure you were. The U.S. Open and Wimbledon were not held because of World War II that year.
Okay.
All right. That's the sports information.
All righty. Thank you, Shannon. Our next agenda item is what is new and innovative in the world of assistive technology. And we have two folks on this discussion, and they are Sam Adler from Humanware, and is it Jeff? And Jeff Baser from Vispero. So if you gentlemen come up here, that'd be great.
Daddy shark. Grandma shark doo 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 doo. Grandma shark doo 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 doo. Grandma shark doo 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 doo. Grandma shark.
Grandpa shark doo 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 doo. Grandpa shark doo 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 doo. Grandpa shark doo 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 doo. Grandpa shark.
Let's go.
So that's quite an introduction, guys. Wow. I need to borrow that for other conferences that we go to. That's phenomenal. Thank you. Who put that together? This is fun to be back here, guys. We don't get to see everybody at the booth. And so to get a chance to be able to come in front of you guys and chat a little bit, I really appreciate that. So thanks for putting some time on the agenda. And it's really familiar. Lenore's here with the door prizes. Everybody's up here. This is good stuff. So I want to talk to you about three things today. And Frank, watch my time, please. I'm an old radio guy. I can talk for a long time. But there's some excited things happening at Vispero. So I want to talk to you about software. JAWS and Zoom Text. We got some great things happening there. I want to talk to you about our new Focus Braille display to the Focus Gen 5, and also about an exciting new relaunch, really, the second generation of our L Braille note taker. I think you guys will find all of this pretty interesting. First of all, so who got a chance to go to National? Okay, so a number of you guys. Were you aware there that you had the, if you wanted to, you could purchase JAWS and Zoom Text for well under $100? Do you guys know that? Good. Some of you might not know that, which is what I want to tell you, because maybe you didn't get to go or you didn't have a chance to check. But we've taken a very proactive approach, guys, in trying to make JAWS and Zoom Text and all of our software readily available to anybody who needs it. Because what's been one of the objections for such a long time? It's too expensive. I can't afford it. So, need payment plan, right? So now we are almost at the point where we covered that payment plan, because if you have a credit card and $90 is the regular price for JAWS and it's $80 for Zoom Text Mag Reader, you have the ability to use either one of those programs for a year. It's called our home annual license. Okay, so if you're in a corporate setting, everything still works the same way as it always has. And if you have a current JAWS or Zoom Text license with a maintenance agreement, that's all going to work the same way too. This is really for somebody who has, for whatever reason, let their license lapse a little bit, or they've never used it to begin with. Okay, so a new user. And what happens is, if you pay this price of $90 for JAWS, $80 for Zoom Text Mag Reader, you have to do it online. You got to go to our e-store and do it that way. But then you download the software and install it on your PC like normal. You get three licenses, like we always have, and you have access to all of the updates. So as long as the software is current, the maintenance agreement, that's all going to be included. And it's good for a year. So once the year's up and they say, hey, your license is coming to an end, would you like to do this again? Pay another $90 or $80 for Zoom Text, and you're off and running again. So this is revolutionary, guys, because this is a way to get in and start using this without paying anywhere near $800 to $1,000 or more. Okay, and it's available on either one of our Zoom Text or JAWS. And if you want to know more about that, you know, you can let any of us know here or myself, and I'll give you my contact information before we're done. But that's the newest and most exciting thing as far as software goes. And updates are most important now than ever before with the changing of Windows 10 and IE going away and things like that. Question? Fusion is not part of this deal yet. It will be. It's not right now. So Steve's asking about Fusion, which is a pretty important product as well. You guys might have heard of Fusion in the past, even when AI Squared had it. That's where it was developed first. Fusion is now JAWS and Zoom Text together. And just before we move on, I do want to tell you something about that, because now that AI Squared and Freedom Scientific, so JAWS and Zoom Text, are under the same umbrella and Fusion, we're updating these at the same time. It used to be trainers, you guys had to worry about, all right, is this going to work with Zoom Text? Is it going to work with JAWS? JAWS and Zoom Text don't work together on the same machine. Geez, what's up with that? Now, most of that has been remedied and working well. And it was the goal last year for the first time to release JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion all right around the same time within, you know, a couple of weeks. We actually did it all in the same week, updated all of them with the major upgrade. And we've changed it now, so it's 2019 is the current, 2020 is going to be next, that kind of thing. So we changed it to the year, not the number of the software anymore. But just know, going forward, if you remember anything, JAWS $90 a year for a home annual license, Zoom Text $80, and we're updating them at the same time. Now, one of the most popular displays, Braille displays, refreshable displays in the world, because of the software that drives it, meaning JAWS, is our Focus Braille display. We're into the fifth generation of this now, the Focus 40 Blue and the Focus 14. And it's been out about a year. And the reason I wanted to mention it to you guys is because we've really taken some pretty bold new steps as far as a Braille display goes, and Freedom Scientific goes for that matter. First of all, how many people have seen it? The new one, fifth generation, anybody?
Yeah.
Steve has. Anybody else? few. We got some work to do. We got to get these bad boys around. That's okay. I'll talk to the dealers about that. How about that? Anyway, what's good about this, though, is this is made out of military-grade brushed aluminum now. Much more rugged. Much tougher. In fact, we dropped this thing from 48 inches, and it passed. Didn't break. Nothing broke. We even did it about, you know, multiple times. So we knew that, especially in school districts where these things are passed around, you know, from, you know, class to class and things like that, that these take a little bit of abuse, and it's not always on purpose. So we wanted to make sure we could do the best we can for them to hold up. Next thing, 5 Bluetooth devices can be connected to this thing at one time. So if you need your iPad connected, your iPhone, and have it connected to your JAWS PC as well, you can do that, which is good. And it's just a keystroke to switch back and forth between all of the devices that are connected. There's also a scratch pad. So if you don't have your display connected to anything else, not your phone, not a computer, and you still need to take some basic notes for the first time, we have that capability as well. So you just hit a keystroke, you open the scratch pad, you can write, save it on an SD card that comes with the unit, things like that. Because there's a card in there, you can also read Bookshare and Web Braille books in BRF format and bring those books into your display. So if you're at the beach, the bus, the train, the park, and you want to read, you can on your display. So lastly, the Focus display is half of our newest version of our L Braille note taker. This is a Windows 10 laptop, basically, is what it is, with a Braille display connected. So it's a Windows 10 computer that would normally be a laptop, except in this case, you plug your Braille display into it, actually connect it permanently to it. So it's all one unit, and that's how you control it, by your Braille keyboard. So it's a Windows 10 computer with a Braille keyboard. That's what the L Braille is. So again, it docks. Your Focus display docks to the L Braille, just like a docking station. So there's one lever that you pull out, plug your display in, push it, push the lever back, and you've got all one unit. You'd never know it came apart. Many of you might remember the PacMate back in the day. Kind of a similar concept here, but we think a whole lot better as far as how it works. So this is something that definitely you'll want to take a look at. Students, if you are looking for something to go to college with that you're going to need an all-in-one device instead of throwing two or three or four things in your backpack, this will be something to take a look at. It's got a long battery life on it, about 17 hours, like you users of a note taker would expect, right? But it's a Windows 10 unit. So again, as far as learning JAWS goes, and using JAWS in the same environments, you can put Office 365 on this thing. You can put any Windows program you want. It works in corporate environments as well. So from a TVI standpoint, being able to teach JAWS and teach the keystrokes, now you've got a lesser learning curve because you've got the same device in both places. Should your students still need to know how to type on a QWERTY keyboard? Of course, absolutely, right? But if you're solidifying Braille skills and they love their Braille and they're a Braillester, this is a great device to take a look at. So finally, to tell you, price point, all these note takers with 40 cell displays are pretty similarly priced, aren't they? They're still a little over $5,000. And there's funding available for those. Don't have a heart attack, guys. There's places to go sometimes to help with funding. You know, the commission's been here and schools and places like that. The good news, though, from the standpoint of the L Braille and the Focus is, the Focus has been out about a year. So if you have one of these displays already, or even if you don't, you could get the display first, a few months later, 6 months later, a year later, you could get the L Braille. And they're about the same price. The Focus is at $29.95, the L Braille is at $26.95. Okay? So you can do it all in one price, if that's affordable, but if you need to break it up, you have the ability to do that with our product. Okay? Any other questions? I'm going to give you contact information, and I'm done. Go ahead. Ooh, good. You want to know how it's working with Edge or what we can do about that? I got good news for you. Edge blew up. Edge is gone. You guys know that? Internet Explorer is going to be gone too, isn't it? So what do we work? So this is another reason, guys, why you want to consider something like this possibly. Do you want to definitely do some good research when you're trying to figure out, you know, which note taker you're going to go with next or what you want to get? Because in Windows now, so Google Chrome, Firefox, those are kind of the browsers of choice. IE's around, but it's not going to be supported for much longer. JAWS works best now with Chrome and with Firefox. So I wouldn't recommend Edge until Microsoft, I think they're building a new Chromium-based version of that. You might want to try that. It will read a PDF, though, because sometimes, unfortunately, I had to go in and change my settings so a PDF would open an Edge on my computer. I'm like, oh, no, this isn't going to work. It did. It read it. All right, guys. So if you want to know any more about this and anything that I can do to help, you can call me at Vispero. Everybody know the number? 800-444-4443. We have a song for that? Oh, you guys didn't make that one. I'm kidding. My extension is 1122. 1122. Okay? Ask Jennifer for my cell number if you can't get me that way. I promise. She'll give it to you. She'd be happy to. Thank you guys very much. Good to be here. Enjoy the conference. Have a good time. And Sam is the man. Here he comes.
Sam the man. Happy to be here. It's a room on fire. It's nice to hear the energy. Thank you, Jeff. Well done. It's always a pleasure to hear what's new. And today I'm here to share with you what's new with Humanware and some of the new products and new version upgrades. I'll be happy to share some of those things and take some questions. I first of all want to thank you also for leaving me the opportunity of talking here, of speaking. It's always a pleasure to be in South Carolina. The National Federation is very active. It was nice talking to you at the booth, showing the new technology, getting your hands on the toys. So I'm looking forward to meet up with you very shortly again in your own organizations. And of course, if you want private demonstrations, let me know. Humanware.com, my credentials are there. Sam Adler, I'm the Southeast Account Manager, so I'm happy to come and travel around here and show you products. So first thing I'd like to talk about are the three updates, software updates that are coming up with Humanware products in September of this year. So three different products that will be upgraded. And I always like to mention that Humanware is very proud to give for free the software update. So when you purchase a product at Humanware, the updates that come are always free. You don't have to pay for them. And we are very proud to say that we often release 2, 3, or 4 updates per year on each one of our products. So what's coming up in September? First upgrade is on the Brilliant BI 14. So the BI 14 has been out there for just over a year and a half. It's a very popular product. For those of you who've never seen it, it's a very portable Braille display, 14 Braille cells, signature thumb keys, joystick in the center to be able to control your iOS or Windows devices or Android devices. There was a special feature on that device that allowed you to take notes, and there were built-in memory so that you can take those notes locally on your device. And if you're paired up to an iOS, then the synchronization would happen. Now we're going to implement or we're going to upgrade the device to be able to synchronize text files, which means you'll be able to read TXT, RTF, BRF, the most simple formats. You'll be able to synchronize them to your device and be able to read them without having your iOS or your phone or your computer nearby. So it becomes a very portable solution for reading, and that was the purpose of that product, is to have something quite portable. So stay tuned for that upgrade, that software upgrade. Again, it's free, so it'll be available as of September. The other software upgrade is going to be on the Braille Note Touch Plus. Awesome product. For those of you who maybe have been following a bit the history of the Braille Note Touch Plus is the fifth generation of Braille Notes. So maybe you remember, if you go back 20 some years, there was the Braille Note Classic, then we came out with the Braille Note Empower, then the Braille Note Apex, and then we had the Braille Note Touch First Gen. And now in early 2019, we released the Braille Note Touch Plus Note Taker. I'd like to know in the room, how many of you owned a Braille Note once in the last 20 years? A bunch of you, that's great, that's great. Very popular in schools and professional settings also. So the Note Takers are very popular because they're all in one. You don't have to have the Braille display with the device and several devices to carry around or to recharge. Now, what we did with the Braille Note Touch Plus, basically, is we took the hardware of our previous generation and improved it. There's a new Type-C connector on that device that allows it to recharge faster. It's also sturdier, which is a good thing. The camera on the Braille Note Touch Plus is now a 21.5 megapixel camera, which means when you capture document and print, the results come within a second with the KNFB reader. So that's pretty awesome. So those are the main things that we changed, but there's also the operating system. So the Braille Note Touch 1, you know, the operating system was getting old, so that's why we changed the main board. And on this new generation, we're running Oreo, which is the most recent operating system. And it'll be available for upgrade very shortly with Pi, because Pi was released not long ago. So that's the nice thing about having new hardware is you can upgrade the software and the operating systems. So what's coming up on the Braille Note Touch Plus? The most important thing that they're doing is simplification, customization of the main menu. So for those of you who use the Braille Note Touch in the past, Keysoft is the layer of accessibility on top of Android. You don't need to learn Android to operate one of these devices. We use Keysoft, the back translation, all the magic occurs within Keysoft. So the main menu was a very static menu that never really changed for the last couple of decades. And now you'll be able to customize it. So that means if you're a kiddo in school and keynotes or a keyword is the one that you're looking for the most, you can put that one at the top and that can be the only element in your main menu. If you download Netflix and you want to watch Netflix and you don't want to have the planner, you don't want to have the email and all the other stuff, you can remove whatever you don't want and add Netflix to your main menu. So any application that you'll download from Google Play Store will go in all applications, and you can take them and bring them up into your main menu and remove those that you don't want. So for example, when you turn on main menu, the first thing it says is planner. Well, maybe you're not using the planner, and in schools they don't. You'll be able to remove that from your main menu. So customization, that's a good thing. It kind of simplifies the use of the Braille Note Touch, which is a good thing. The other thing also that was really, 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 really in request for a long time is the copy and paste of text from the web browser into Keyword. So that will be available as of September also. So for low vision folks that are using Android tablets, visually, they could take text and kind of select it with their finger by tapping and holding and then just sliding down. But when it comes to Braille devices, Google never really released a fix for that. So we managed to get a tweak going so that we can go and copy and select some portions of text and web pages and then bring it to your clipboard and paste it into an email or to a Keyword document. So that will be possible. The only exception is you have to keep your speech on. The volume can be zero, it's fine, but as long as your speech is on, whatever you can select and block a section of text, you'll be able to copy it to clipboard and then bring it into your Keyword or an email. So those are really two exciting things that are happening. We're working also on the Easy Reader Plus software, support of PDF files, which will be pretty nice. You'll be able to open PDF in any format there within that application. So Braille Note Touch is really evolving. It's fast. It's solid. If you own a previous generation of the Braille Note Touch, first generation, there is an upgrade process available for you to take your own device, send it into Humanware, and have what we call a boost up, which we used to call a transplant. So as you know, the most expensive component on the Braille Note is really the Braille cells. So we're offering right now the boost up program, so that you can send your device in. And for $1,295, we will change all the internal hardware, new main board, new camera, new Type-C connector. We'll change your battery and we'll ship it back to you, and that's shipping included. That is awesome, because if you had that previous generation for $1,295, you're up and running with the newest generation. As of September, so that was a kind of a promotion because we wanted all the users that had a Braille Note Touch to be able to upgrade to the newest stuff. As of September 15th, the price will resume to normal, which is $1,795. So if you own a Braille Note Touch, first generation, please take advantage of that until September 15th. You'll have the access to the promotional pricing. So the plants are great because you're not stuck with the older generation. The hardware is all modified and up and running with the newest. And we give you a 1-year warranty on the transplant, so that's pretty awesome. So the first upgrade was for the BI-14. The second software upgrade coming up in September is for the Braille Note Touch Plus. The third one is for the Connect 12. So that's a low vision product. Yes, I hear people are happy about it. It's a great product. It's actually a tablet that's mounted into a stand, and it's a 12-inch screen that allows a low vision individual to do practically the same thing that you can do with the Braille Note Touch Plus. You know, it's built on Android, it's very portable, battery lasts a whole day, and it allows you to capture documents in print and have them read aloud. Recently, we added new functions. For example, with the low vision products, we're going paperless. For years, and I'm visually impaired myself, so when I'm writing on a document with a CCTV, the hand-eye coordination is very complex because you're looking at a screen and your fingers are going in another direction, right? So it's kind of tedious and complex, and it's not natural. So with the new tactile screens, including the Connect 12 and the Reveal 16i, you can capture a full page of print or 100 pages, and once they're captured and saved, then you can write directly on the screen with your finger with a stylus, and that's automatically saved, and then you can take that document and you can send it by email, you can save it to Dropbox, you can send it to Google Drive or wherever, right? So we're really going paperless, and that's been proven to be very popular in schools and with professionals. Now, what's coming up in the Connect 12? We're going to add in the library the possibility of taking notes. So in the library, there's a text folder that takes print or that takes information from the web browser, from an email, allows you to read it there. We also have a distance viewing folder that has all the distance viewing captures that you've taken. And we're going to add a notes folder, which means you'll create a new note and then you'll be able to write or handwrite notes, phone numbers, information, pricing, whatever you want to write there. You can use a Bluetooth keyboard, and those notes will be saved automatically under that notes folder. We're also adding in the calculator, and this is a free upgrade again, a new scientific and graphing calculator. So for students that are doing graphing, that is awesome. They'll be able to do their graphs. Those graphs will be able to be exported to the library, shared after that on Google Drive, printed wirelessly, and so on. So the Connect 12 is growing in popularity in schools and professionals just because of its size and its portability. And that software upgrade is going to be awesome. I also know that they're working on smart board connectivity. So those are things that will probably come very shortly on the Connect 12. So those are the three software upgrades that are coming up in September. Very popular. They're awesome. You'll hear podcasts. There'll be webinars. So you can follow all that on the humanware.com website for the information, for the details. I wanted to talk a bit about the embossers also. As you know, HumanWare, we have a wide range of embossers. So we are the master or the national master distributors for Index, so all the Index embossers. And we also have the enabling technology embossers, the Romeo, the Juliet, and Phoenix Gold, and so on. So early in January this year, we came up with a new generation of solenoids. So as you know, the embossers are very mechanical. There's a lot of heat that's generated while you're embossing, and some of those embossers are being used very extensively in production. And we had an issue with the previous generation where the solenoids would overheat, and we found a fix to that. So now all our embossers, as of the end of January, have this new generation of solenoids. If you own a quite recent, a V5 embosser, either ETC or from Index, and it's quite recent, it's a V5, and you've had issues with solenoids, please call HumanWare Tech Support. We will replace those solenoids at no cost to you. Now, those new solenoids, they're much faster, they're quieter, they're more efficient, and we know that they're so solid that now, as of the end of January, all embossers that are sold from HumanWare have a 2-year warranty on them. So they're very solid, and that's a huge improvement. And we're also coming up very shortly with faster speeds. There's much more flexibility on the Braille, adjustability between line spacing and word spacing. So there's nice stuff coming up on that side. So that's what's new on the embosser side. Lastly, I'd like to talk about the Reveal product line. So early this year, we released two transportable 16-inch CCTVs. that are foldable, collapsible. Two flavors, they're called the Reveal 16 and the Reveal 16i. So these are great low vision devices. We're seeing them lots in schools. The reason why is that both of them have distance viewing, very good image quality, 1x to 45x view. So for the magnification, that's awesome. 20 color contrasts, very simple to use. Both of them have the possibility of running on a battery. The battery life of that device for a portable CCTV, 8 hours. It's awesome. So yesterday, for example, I started my booth duty around 9 o'clock and I finished around 6:15. The Reveal 16i ran all day connected to Wi-Fi. And at the end of the day, I was somewhere around 51-52% battery remaining. So for a CCTV or a portable magnifier, that's quite awesome. So why two flavors? The Reveal 16 is a simple device, only 3 buttons, zoom in, zoom out, color contrast, that's it, and distance viewing. So that's the Reveal 16, very simple. That one sells for $2,995. But then the 16i has the I for intelligence. And everything that you know that exists into the Prodigy Connect is now into the Reveal 16i, which means you can capture pages, you can have the speech read aloud, you can write directly on the screen. There are 4 cameras on the device, a front-facing camera, an OCR camera, a distance camera, and the desktop camera. So the Reveal 16i is awesome. It's very unique as a product for low vision. Transportable, weighs 14 pounds with the battery, has all the live, for desktop and for distance viewing, and all the capture stuff and access to Android, which means that with that Reveal 16i, you can install your email applications, you can watch movies, you can download games and so on, right? So it's very, very nice products, very innovative, quite unique on the market as we speak. Should I talk about the Victor Reader Stream and the Victor Reader Trek? Oh, who in this room owns a Victor Reader? Ah, awesome products. You know, at the national convention, there was a lot of discussions around those two products. Everyone wants to see something new, right, with the Victor Readers. They're great products. They're awesome. Victor Reader Stream, second generation, there are no plans for updating the hardware. So Victor Reader Stream, second gen, has the Wi-Fi built in with all the nice features for book reading and recording and being able to read other books and all the navigation and so on. There's been a version release maybe 6 weeks ago that fixed issues with Bookshare searching capability. So that was resolved, a minor software update, free again. So if you didn't update your stream, you're welcome to do that. You know, the easiest way to update your stream is to connect to a Wi-Fi router and then just hit 7 until you hear software update and let it do its thing, right? That's pretty awesome. And then the Victor Reader Trek, there's a few nice things that are coming up with the Trek. So for those of you that are not familiar with the Trek, it's a Victor Reader Stream with the Wi-Fi. We added Bluetooth and GPS functionalities on it. One thing also that we added was the FM radio, but that's not available yet. So that's a project that they're working on. We're hoping to see some development on the FM radio on the Trek. That'll be super cool. We think we'll probably see something around early 2020, so another few months. The other project we're working on the Victor Reader Trek is the indoor beacon, and that would be a huge lifesaver. For those of you that went to National Convention for the National Federation, I mean, navigating that hotel is a nightmare. Not to say that you have to stop at the casino and spend $20, right? So imagine if we put beacons here and there on your way, and you can use the Trek to guide you all the way down to the convention room. Once you get to the convention room, then you know exactly what's on your right, what's on your left, what booth number, what vendor, and so on. That's the dream. And the theme of this South Carolina chapter is making those dreams a reality, right? That is becoming a reality. We're turning that into transforming that into a reality. So the beacons are being developed right now. We have a pilot project in one of the VAs in Puerto Rico, which is kind of a maze to go all the way up to the VI department. We're adding beacons, which means a person that picks up a Victor Reader Trek will be able to be guided step by step indoors to the VI department. So that project is really live. We're in collaboration with the American Printing House, And very shortly, those beacons will be available, and the track has already enabled for that. So there's no special software. So that means at conventions or at airports, you will be able to navigate indoors using those beacons. So that's something you'll see in 2019 towards the end of the year. And it's a very new, innovative technology. We're really looking forward to have those indoor navigation elements. A word on Galileo. Maybe you've heard about that. You know, Galileo is the new satellite system that they put above us. And everyone was promising, or Galileo was promising, that they were going to get 1 to 3 feet precision with the Galileo chip. So we have a Galileo chip on the Victor Reader Trek. There's a huge lawsuit against Galileo right now because they lied to us. And they're in trouble right now. So it seems like the precision is something like 15 feet, which is better than 30 feet. But they didn't promise that. They said much better than that, up to 3 feet precision. So we're working closely with our partners to make sure that they're going to stand by their word. And as soon as that's available, you'll be able to switch the Galileo satellite system, which will give you much better precision. Now, I know also of a solid source that the maps on the Victor Reader Trek will be updated towards NavTech. So we're running on TomTom maps right now, and they're good, but they're not very complete, and they're not being updated as fast as we'd like to. NavTech is much more responsive, so we're going to be moving towards NavTech at the end of this year, and that will be a free upgrade. So we said a lot of stuff here on our low vision and blindness products and the embossers, and I'm sure there's a bunch of questions, so I'd love to open the floor to questions. Anything come to mind that you'd like to know about innovation? I'll have no questions. Yes. Yes, you can. So it's fully customizable. So there'll be a keystroke that brings you into a list that you can select or unselect. Various applications that will show up in your main menu. Those can be modified for sure. Yes. Good question. Thank you. Any other questions on the Braille notes, on the low vision products, the reveals, the Connect 12, the stream, the Trek, the embossers? Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your support.